You're not just going to work today. You're being sent as a priest into the public square. Every step you take is a divine appointment to bring the gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection, and living hope in Jesus Christ to a world drowning in darkness. Let's lay aside malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander, and stand on the cornerstone of Christ with truth, love, and courage. Let's discover how to taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's dive into God's word today. Let's go. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our Strength for Unity, and we've just gone through a great weekend of celebrating 250 years of America's freedom and being a country, and we are going to kind of, to a certain degree, continue in that theme. So we're going to talk about the gospel message today and about evangelism, discipleship, and being priests in the public square. So let's dive into Romans chapter 15, and we are going to look at, let's start with verse, I don't know, it's 16, but the sentence starts at verse 15. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. We really do appreciate our monthly donors and how they allow us to keep our goal and our mission heading forward, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. All right, let's read in verse 15:15, and then we'll go to verse 16. But I have written very boldly to you on some points so as to remind you again because of the grace that was given me from God. So he's reminding them of the grace that was given me to from God, given to Paul from God, to be a minister of Christ Jesus. Have you ever thought of yourself as a minister of Christ Jesus in the public square? To the Gentiles. In other words, we know there's a lot of Gentiles. We're in the age of the Gentiles. Have you thought of yourself as a minister in Washington State, in, for me, Spokane Valley, or for you in Edmonds, or wherever you might be, that you are a minister of the gospel, ministering as a priest the gospel of God? So whenever I come across the word gospel, I like to define that word. What does that mean? Well, in 1 Corinthians 15, it says that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose again according to scriptures, and that he appeared. So the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. And the Bible also says here in Romans that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So we are ministers of Christ Jesus. We are out proclaiming his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his appearance, calling people to repentance and to know the Savior Jesus Christ, so that we are priests. In some sense, we are like a priest in the public square. Because why? We bring the good news of Jesus, that people need to be born again to a living hope, not a dead hope, but alive in the things of God. So we press on so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. So as we go out as priests, we give up an offering to God, and that offering is sanctified or set apart by the Holy Spirit. So as you step out on this Monday into the public square and you're like, man, what has God called me to do today? I want to encourage you. You are to take the gospel message each and every step of where you go. Now, remember that the law is our schoolmaster to lead us to Christ, and Christ, the gospel, is the hope that we can hold on to. That's why in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God. So we got the grace of God. We have the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice. So today, as you step out, you are a living and holy sacrifice unto God that is acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. It's your priestly service of worship today as you go into the public square. So to think about walking in the very things of God as a priest, you might be the only gospel message that person ever sees, right? You might be that light and salt in that public square space. And to say, there is hope in Jesus Christ. Remember, all policy flows out of the heart. And as a priest, you are going in, You're interceding for them. You're praying. You're making atonement, you might say, by your faith in Jesus Christ. You're saying, Lord, will you please help these people to come to know you? And you're praying for them and interceding and speaking truth and love. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. You want to change the public square today? Put those things aside. Malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word of God, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. Today, you're going to grow in respect to your salvation in Jesus Christ, to know that he is able to do far more than you could ever dream of. If you've tasted of the kindness of the Lord, taste and see that the Lord is good today. His kindness is over you each and every step. And coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God. So we come to Jesus as a living foundation over our hearts and our minds today. You also, a living stone, you are able, you're not the chief cornerstone, but you are a living stone, are being built up into spiritual houses for a holy priesthood. You're being built into that level of just walking into the things of God. You may be in a public debate today, or you may be managing people today, and you are the only one standing on the rock of Christ Jesus. So be that strength that people need today. Be that person who rises above it all, above envy, above hypocrisy, above deceit, above malice, above slander. Be different in the public square today as you go. Be God glorifying in the public square. So you are like a holy priest to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can offer up our spiritual sacrifice to God. What does that mean? That means as a servant of Christ, you lead different. If you're an elected official, you serve as a civil servant different than anyone else because you are born again. If you're the owner of a business, you are completely different. Why? Because you have integrity, you have truth, you have righteousness, you have the moral code of God written upon your heart. And you're not suppressing truth, but you're releasing truth into the public square today. For this is contained in scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice state, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. Now, did you notice the Z word there? Zion? Where is Zion? It's God's land. It's Israel. I lay in Israel a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, Jesus Christ, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. As you enter that public space today, remember, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved and they will not be disappointed. This precious value then is for you who believe, but for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. The gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we are all sinners saved by God's grace is offensive to people. It's supposed to be. It is the stumbling block of offense. And in Zion, we see a chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, and that was laid upon that cross when Jesus was placed upon the cross and he died and he rose again that we may have eternal life. That's where that chief cornerstone was laid, in Zion. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word. And to this doom, they were all also appointed. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellence of him who calls you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Your job today, as you go into the public square, is to proclaim the excellence of God. What does it say? Go into the darkness, marvelous light. For you were once not a people, but now you are a people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You have received the mercy of God for his glory. It's for his marvelous light, his excellence, whom called you out of darkness. You're like, I don't know about that, but I do know that Jesus called me out of darkness. So keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the things in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your goodness, good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. All right. So that's where we are today. You're being sent out by God. Taste and see the kindness of God. You are a type of priest to the Gentiles today. You are representing the gospel message to the world. So who are you presenting to God through your prayer service and your witness of Jesus Christ? And how does it change your motivation to see mentoring or teaching as an offering to the Lord? What areas of service needs fresh sense of being set apart by the Holy Spirit? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, every place our foot treads today, you are divinely sending us. Let us run towards your righteousness, your kindness, your truth. God, let us speak boldly as priests. Let us be intercessors today, God, not complainers, not giving into slander and hypocrisy and envy, but walking in truth and love and peace and patience and kindness, God, that we would be able to proclaim the goodness of God. God, give us divine appointments as we walk into the public square today. Allow your word to direct our path today. Give us that moment where we see and we know that you are good, God. Oh, Lord, we ask for salvation today. Let us be a priest today, a priest that offers up intercession. Lord, would we get back to knowing you? Would we have a different perspective of hope and newness of life today? In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.